back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I got my little crab. It's almost like I got a crab bow tie here. We're out at the Beaumont. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. I got my mask out. I got my koozies. I've got my scratch-off tickets. We're going to be at Costas giving those scratch-off tickets away where it's a little bit more crowded. We're here at the Beaumont. We're early because the Beaumont, This is a legit place. This
it's going to be hopping in about
an hour
or so.
So we had to come here for lunch, right. And we're trying to stimulate commerce here in Catonsville, amongst other things. I gave today to Don Mullins, my 30th anniversary on Monday the 13th. And I said to Don, I'm going to come out on this week. I'm going to be at Costas next week. I'm going to have old friends, new people. And we had this young lady's predecessor out when we kicked the initial tour off across the street at State Fair back in May.
Nice.
God, it's almost a year ago, Don.
It's amazing. Time is flying.
Well, no one cares more about commerce in Catonsville than Don, right?
That's for sure.
Well, it's a pleasure to have Megan Lynch, the executive director. You've been on the job how many months now?
Officially, it's been about 6 months.
Six?
Give or take. Yeah.
6 months you've been on the job. Well, let's just start with the basics. How does Megan Lynch end up being interested in the Chamber of Commerce and wanting to help small businesses up and down Frederick Road?
Yeah, and thank you both for having me on today. This is really exciting. Yeah. The Beaumont is, I think, a classic example of this new era of Catonsville and what it means to come and shop and celebrate and dine and support all the lovely people. But I suppose it's one of the funniest stories of how I actually got to the Chamber of Commerce. And that is, I am originally from Western Maryland, and I moved down to...
Oh, where's that?
Oh, Nestor loves it because he's been around the state.
Oh, very good.
Where's your lottery thing? Hold it.
I did the crab cake tour back in August.
We promise we'll get back to you.
Well, one of the reasons I did this was to see new places. So you can't just say Western. He went to Western Maryland College.
That's not in Western Maryland.
Correct.
Right.
I just know that. I'm from Buffalo. Right. I thought when I got to Westminster, I'm like,
yeah, that's not in Westminster.
Oh, no.
I'm here.
Oh, no.
I've not. So you got to tell me what town.
Yeah,
you know?
So I was born and raised in Hagerstown.
There you go.
I went to Hagerstown.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Good.
Yeah, so nice little gem. Has a similar vibe to Catonsville.
At a delicious German restaurant, Stubby, something Stubby.
Schmackerl.
Stubby. Yeah.
I won't promise that
it
my German
really
is good. But
you got to go there.
All right.
It's a nice place.
So you grew up in Hagerstown.
Grew up in Hagerstown. I came down here to UMBC, which I also found just by happenstance being down in Baltimore, running into a waitress, and my parents started talking to her, asking her questions, and she said, I go to UMBC, and I was like, what is this UMBC? Never heard of it.
Were you a STEM student?
No.
All right.
No, my goodness, not at all. And went to UMBC, and after UMBC, I actually left, and my parents are immigrants from Ireland, and I moved to Ireland to go to law school. Only to realize that after a year, I was like, this is not me at all. My bleeding heart is not up for this. And I decided to come back to Catonsville, of all places, and move back to Catonsville to attend UMBC for graduate school. And that's sort of how I fell into this. I was about to graduate in May and started chatting with a few people around town and said, I'd love to kind of channel the passions that I have to really see change happen. And ran into somebody who said, do you know the Chamber is hiring? And I said, no, I have no idea the Chamber is hiring. And that's how this all came about.
So you had to meet all these people.
I had to meet all these people.
All of Don's relatives.
All of Don's relatives.
And his friends as well.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Well, you know, Megan, you've been here 6 months now. It's the holiday season. You mentioned the Beaumont. I always tell folks up front that had someone told me 30 years ago, and we're going to be talking with Councilman Quirk, who just walked in, about what's happened in Catonsville. Had somebody described this village to me 30 years ago, I really would have thought they had one too many joints. You know, it would be like, what are you, we're going to be this center of restaurants, and we're going to have all these unique boutique-y type small shops. And are you talking about my Catonsville? I mean, that would have been my
Well, you know,
reaction.
Tom Kapp lived over here in the 90s, you know, right off of Bloomsbury.
Right.
And I used to come through. I always felt like there was a lot of potential here. Always.
Well, Jim Smith saw it, you know, and Councilman Quirk will talk about that. You know, certainly County Executive Smith saw it. He knew what it could be, and it's on its way to becoming that. But
when's the music coming?
The music is always
here. The music is already here.
The music is always here. But you have started something, and I giggled because I thought, now there we go. There's a new idea for Megan. we all know we go to New York, we run up and down Fifth Avenue, we look at the windows. You're having a decorating the window contest. That's my words, you frame it. In Catonsville, tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, and you know what, Don? I think what's really, and Nestor, what's really exciting about the Catonsville Sparkle is the official name of this program, but it's really just to connect businesses and artists in town. And I think the real beauty of all of this is that this idea came from a chamber member from Emory Node with Appalachian Bluegrass. And he came to myself and to Mary Catherine Cochran of the Baltimore County Arts Guild and said, we need this to happen. And we said, this is what being in the chamber is all about, right? You make the chamber, you are the chamber, and we're happy to work with you and figure out how do we actually do this. And so lo and behold, we got together, sent out a form, and now if you walk down Frederick Road, you'll see there's a lot of really beautiful windows painted by the business owners themselves.
Reminds me of Halliburton Middle School. No, we had a door decorating.
Right, door decorating.
Exactly.
Door decorating.
Exactly.
We did.
Serious.
Melina Colon, who was my right-hand person forever in Baltimore County as my administrative assistant, was in charge of a countywide door decorating contest for county office buildings every year. And it was a big deal. So to see this happen, along with, I mean, if you don't, I don't think Nestor's ever been fortunate enough to come. You were probably there, but you know, just to, you know, the Saturday after Thanksgiving to describe the tree lighting.
I knew about the tree lighting. Where's the tree? Tell me
right,
where the tree
there it is.
Is.
Right
there.
Out the window.
Right there.
That's the tree.
Yes. There it is.
The Bowman had a nice little view of this.
This was the place to be that night.
This was the place to be that night.
Sitting
I was
right
not
here.
Inside. I was outside, which I
regret. I'm going to make a commitment right now, all right? Because I did my wife dirty the other night. My wife loves the tree lighting in Baltimore on Thursday night. The tree lighting was Thursday night. So I literally, if you look in my calendar, and this is the God's honest truth, this is what happened this year, and it was no fault of my own. The 2nd of December was the downtown tree lighting. It's our last year downtown. So we've lived downtown 18 years. We've done the tree lighting 14 of the 8, maybe 12 because a couple nights were kind of cold, but we've done it a lot, and we love it. It's a beautiful night in Baltimore. Yeah. My high school is Dundalk High School. Do I need to sing the alma mater, Don?
Well,
you want the second verse? March on, Dundalk.
Mayor Scott, I'm sorry.
Right onward till we reach up. So,
Johnny O, we're going to need to have you back on to sing the Dundalk High fight song.
I broke the news to my wife. I said, honey, my high school's in the state finals. It's the night of the tree lighting. She's like, oh, no, not the tree lighting. No, not the tree lighting. So she sucked it up, put the green and Kelly green and gold on. Yeah. We had a lead for a quarter and, you know, kind of went away. Mayor Scott, I'm calling. And so I didn't take her to a tree lighting this year.
Oh.
So she's a little, I owe her one.
Nestor, they're
so
lined up.
So next year, we're going to do the Catonsville tree lighting.
To give you a sense, they're lined up from about where we're sitting here in the Beaumont all the way down past Bill's Music and past State Fair. I mean, it is a huge, huge event. So there's a lot of energy here. What I was going to ask you, Megan, if for folks who might not be familiar with certainly the village of Catonsville, we know there are great restaurants up and down Frederick Road. It's amazing how many great restaurants. But what else is here for folks?
I think you can go to Catonsville and not get everything done in one day, which is what makes Catonsville a destination, right? You can come down here. You can go to a coffee shop, right? We've got Atwater's, a lot of beautiful coffee places. We've got the Pottery Cove, right? You can take your kids out for a day and have fun. We also have a lot of fun shops, right? A little boutiques.
My wife notices every one of them every time I go to State Fair.
Well, in particular, I'll give a shout out to Poppy and Stella. They were a business right here on Frederick Road that during the pandemic just had to shut down temporarily. And about 3 weeks ago, came back with a roaring start again. And I think really encapsulate what Catonsville is, which is this forced determinism that you will just bring people together. And that's what we see from her. And that's what you see from a lot of the business owners as well, right? Yeah. So whether it's going to a world-famous music store, right, whether it's going to hear some live music or doing like a craft with your kids, there are just so many things
got
to do.
A boutique little toy store.
A toy store
up
here, right? Better
that's
World's Imaginarium.
Remarkable.
Exactly. Exactly.
At some point, I'm hitting the Indian joint. I keep going past the Indian joint.
Yeah.
I love Indian food.
Yeah, you do.
I keep saying that's going to be a small business that I support here. The thing about Catonsville and knowing people and meeting. By the way, I love that our green room is now like Wonder Woman's jet. Like Quirk sits over here, like just kind of hanging out. He's in the shot. You know what I mean? Our green room is now like it's like a glass green room we have at the Goma. But local people, right? So, you know, I've known Don forever. He's my high school guidance counselor. But I've shopped in Bill's, and I never ate in the Friendlies before Evan came and got flooded in Ellicott City.
Neither did anyone else.
Yeah, right?
Exactly, exactly. Well, I will tell you, too, I mean...
I know about Pizza Pizza. I've had friends at work there, you know?
Yes. Great family, the Grace family. They don't get any better than Sally and her dad, Tommy, and that whole...
But to your point... No offense to Walmart, no offense to Target. I know that they have those over that way, over by Coons Ford Security Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Mother, but every one of these, I mean, I know the Atwater folks. You know, I mean, I know the folks that own Jennings and Yompso. I know Steve. You know, these are real people, the 818 people, right? Like, these are families and local people that are vested. This is different than a mall or, you know, chains and like that.
And you know what, Megan, you can talk to what people may not understand about 818, and it's been fascinating to watch, is I think they have become a really in-demand catering destination facility for folks who want to have private parties and small weddings and all kinds of
But it wasn't here 2 years ago.
No.
It didn't exist.
Well, and I think that's the whole exciting point of Catonsville, where it is right now, is I was a UMBC student from 2015 until earlier this year. And in those last 6 years, I have seen Catonsville rocket in a way that I think few other places have.
I don't ever go in State Fair and I'll see somebody wearing UMBC gear.
Exactly.
Families.
Exactly.
I've been there when there have been parties going on.
Mm-hmm.
We were there
on a graduation day, right? We did a show.
Absolutely.
Right.
There's a whole show going on. Two shows going on.
Right.
But I would say also for Catonsville to grow and for there to be newcomers, that when your parents are in from Hagerstown, let's go over to the Beaumont. Let's go over. We got a great new little steakhouse. You know, like there's a lore here that this is the college park of UMBC, the downtown part of it.
Well, and I think what's interesting too is college students actually seek out small local businesses, right? This kind of new generation understands the importance of supporting a local person versus going to a chain store.
That's why they listen to Baltimore
Positive.
Like
the walkable.
Exactly.
They like
the walkable community
and the bikeable. Before we get to your holiday memories, I said to you early on, you've been in the job 6 months. What's a big to-do that's on your whiteboard and you're saying, man, I'm really going to make that happen in the next year? What's a big thing for Megan Lynch?
My goodness. If you could see the whiteboard that is in my head, I think you might be a little taken back. There are definitely areas within Catonsville that have not benefited as much from the prosperous business community that we see right here in this 800, 700, 600 block of Frederick Road. So places like Paradise, even extending into Route 40, there's a lot of potential, right? We can reinvent
what Catonsville
is. Well, you
know how I know this? My wife and I are selling our place in a couple of weeks. We looked at Paradise, just as I wanted to say I lived in Paradise.
Right.
Just so you know.
Right.
We looked at Catonsville, too. Yeah, but
hey, you're talking to a guy who grew up on Garden Ridge Road now. So
Did you really grow up in Paradise?
I absolutely did.
No wonder he turned out so well.
Sounds like a good story.
200 Garden Ridge Road.
But Catonsville is more than these three blocks.
Exactly.
For sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's what we're going to really push and focus a lot of our efforts to.
Fantastic. All right. Holiday memories. What's for Megan Lynch?
What's on your menu in Hagerstown that I don't have? Because this is regional.
Sure,
I ask people all the time. We did sauerkraut and kielbasa in East Baltimore.
Okay. Well, so for my family, my mom cooks Christmas dinner, and being from Ireland, we have a lot of Irish traditions. So one of them is a trifle.
Oh.
Have you ever had a trifle before?
The big bowl with the pudding
big
and the cake and the pudding and the cake.
Yep.
And the, yeah, I love trifle.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, you'd love trifle. You've never had trifle?
You would really enjoy it.
I've had a proper Sunday roast in Ireland.
Good.
It's Dundalk, Ireland.
It's fair.
You ever been to Dundalk, Ireland?
I've never, no.
Well, there's a Dundalk,
I've
Ireland.
I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard of it. So
exciting.
We incorporate a lot of those traditions as well. So some
what was Christmas
puddings.
Morning like as little Megan Lynch?
Well, actually involved going to church. I used to be in choir, and that was almost a sacred ritual for 17 years. I was singing in the Christmas choir,
wow.
And I'm still getting used to not having that commitment in my life, because it was just a huge part of who I was. But in college and post-college now, a lot of people don't know that I used to sing 3 times a week.
Well, you know, we just had the pastor from the Catonsville United Methodist Church.
I know.
I'm sure he'd love to have you come up there and make a right at the creche, and you can be right in there in the choir.
Exactly.
Megan Lynch.
Megan Lynch is here. Come on over to Catonsville. The 21228 is great. Obviously, I did not know the tree was there. Now that I know, next year, Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yes, always is.
Always. Always.
Someone used to invite me to Catonsville for Thanksgiving before the plague. So when we take these masks off when it's all over with, right? We take these off. I'm going to come over and get leftovers on the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Here's what happened.
We're going to have trifle.
Megan will know this before we let her get out of here. Next year, we need a secondary game plan, because for the first time in 30 years, as Santa was beginning to make his way down Frederick Road in the fire engine, there was actually a fire.
Fire call.
And Catonsville's fire engines had to leave, and Catonsville and Santa had to come in using other forms of transportation.
I'm looking up Irish cream chocolate trifle. That looks pretty good.
There it is.
I'd eat that. I'll tell you that right now. Bring that to. Can I get that here at the Beaumont?
It's the Lynch Family Restaurant. Megan,
Lynch Family
Restaurant.
It's thank
been great.
You both so very much.
Thank
Am
you. I at the corner of Meller or Eggs? Eggs. Eggs.
Well, Meller. Meller on the other side.
Is Eggs or Eggs?
Eggs Lane. If you were over in Jennings, you'd be at Eggs and Frederick. But on this side, it's a
Well, Corinne, got lost coming from UMBC over here.
Oh,
I don't know how that happened. But when people say, where is the Beaumont? I'm like, it's right on Frederick Road. It's right next to Franco's. It's right across from the fire station, right?
Right across from the tree.
Right.
Okay, right across from the tree. Right around the corner from the mural.
Hey.
A half a block up from Bill's.
I am ready for some financial advice as to what we should all do with our money in 2022, we got one
buy
of the
your
top,
rent, top we, work,
we've
you
got
tell
one.
Me.
We got one of the top financial planners, not only in the area, in the nation, coming on in Councilman Tom Quirk.
They're
going to
throw us out of the Beaumont anytime now. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. It's the Crab Cake Tour. Appreciate you, Meg. Thanks for
thank
by.
You. And if, gentlemen, I can give a quick plug
yes,
to the
please.
Catonsville Sunday Farmers Market.
Oh,
2 weeks
them.
Left. Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus
the real
will be coming.
One?
Oh, man.
I promise you.
The real one.
The real deal.
There we go.
The real deal
what
coming.
What time is it when?
9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Sundays.
Tell them where it is.
And then
right
we're
down
just
the street.
Right here on Meller Avenue, 15 Meller Avenue, behind that big, beautiful blue and gray building.
Right by
behind
Pizza.
The cube.
Yes, behind the cube, right in front of Piece of Pizza.
In front of Piece and Pizza. Thanks, Allie Grace.
Or about a mile up
behind
toward Frederick
cube.
Road from where I'm going to have to park next year.
Thank you.
For the
thank
Christmas
you, Carolyn Black Sotir and
exactly.
Mike Sotir, for everything you've done at the cube.
All right, we're doing things here. It's all presented by the Maryland Lottery. We're going to be at Costas next Wednesday celebrating 30 years. I know, which Meg's thinking, I've never heard of this guy 20 minutes ago. Incredible that he's had a 30-year career. We're at Catonsville. We're back for more. After this, we are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.